say to President Obama, let him out.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, campaigning in Puerto Rico on Monday, says it's time to release Oscar Lopez from prison. The Puerto Rico national has been in prison for more than 34 years.
Longer than Nelson Mandela was in prison in South Africa. He is currently incarcerated at the Federal Correctional Institution in Terre Haute, Indiana, in solitary confinement. This man is 73 years old, and his health, as I understand it, is deteriorating rapidly. We are talking here about a Vietnam War veteran who was awarded a Bronze Star and a respected community activist. A petition asking President Obama to immediately release Oscar Rivera Lopez from prison is, as I understand it, widely supported in Puerto Rico.
Sanders says if he's elected president, he would release Oscar Lopez. And Sanders, speaking at a town hall in San Juan, says it's time for the U.S. to rethink its relationship with Puerto Rico. He offers what he says should be done regarding the status of the island.
During my first year in office, I will do everything I can to give the people of Puerto Rico the opportunity to vote on a binding referendum that would allow them to choose from three clearly defined options on whether or not to become our 51st state, whether or not to become an independent nation, or whether or not to reform the existing Commonwealth relationship. That is a decision that must be made by the people of Puerto Rico.
Sanders says he's more than aware of the humanitarian crisis in Puerto Rico, that the U.S. administration and Congress needs to address the crisis, but that Republicans are blocking the way forward.
The Republican plan in Congress to establish an unelected oversight board that would be given the power to slash pensions, cut education and health care, and increase taxes on working families is not the answer.
The way forward, according to Sanders, is for the Federal Reserve to use its emergency authority to restructure Puerto Rico's $70 billion debt.
If the Federal Reserve could bail out Wall Street, it can help the 3.5 million American citizens of Puerto Rico. Today, I am calling on the Fed to use its emergency authority under Section 13.3 of the Federal Reserve Act to pave the way for an orderly restructuring of Puerto Rico's public debt.
Since 2006, Puerto Rico has lost 20% of its jobs. 60% of its adult population is unemployed or gave up looking for work. More than 150 public schools have been shut down, and the poverty rate for children has gone up to 57%. According to Sanders, austerity is the wrong road.
Austerity will cause more suffering for working people and make the rich richer. We must vigorously oppose all efforts at austerity. It is unacceptable to me that vulture funds on Wall Street are demanding that Puerto Rico fire teachers, close schools, cut pensions, and abolish the minimum wage so that they can reap huge profits off the suffering and the misery of the children and the people of Puerto Rico. We cannot allow that to happen. We will not allow that to happen.
Meanwhile, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, UBS, and other financial firms have received hundreds of millions of dollars in fees to manage Puerto Rico's bond sales. The Democratic presidential hopeful says the way forward for Puerto Rico and for states throughout the U.S. is to create good-paying jobs by repairing infrastructure which is crumbling and by moving to a clean energy economy. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.